It is an illusion that we are self-determined. The Lord provides everything, but gives us a sense of self and as of self. And freedom arises when we recognize that the self we feel we are is an appearance. We're not in freedom while we believe it to be real, because we will be constantly in the effort of defending and preserving it. And that goes against everything flowing in from heaven. So we will be in a state of conflict in that case. We are to act as of self while acknowledging the Lord as the source of all life. Eastern conceptualizations of oneness tend to have the individual absorbed into that oneness. The Western idea tends to elevate the individual to being an autonomous, independent being, so essentially as God. And what Swedenborg offers is this idea of as of self. So both Eastern and Western conceptualizations move toward the deification of what is finite, us. Swedenborg maintains the oneness through this idea of what is real and what is an appearance. And by appearance, he doesn't mean not real, although you could argue that, but he doesn't mean not real. What he means is that for a finite being, it's all that's possible without that finite being becoming divine. And that just can't, you can't have two divines. So you always have this maintenance of an apparent dualism through this idea of an as if of self and the true self, which is the Lord.